Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresud fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bresud moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bresud moves to third. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Groh to second, and Kessinger is out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Byron Brown now playing right field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Groat reaches second base with a double. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gardner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to third for the out. Bressuit moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Grote and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.